Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon, coming from the Old Testament lesson, starting at verse 15. And she, Naomi, she said, "See, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law." But Ruth said, "Do not urge me to leave you or to return from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God." This is the text. And the title for the sermon, God is Calling, because that is what God is doing. Down through the ages, God is calling. From every nation and people and tribe and language, God is calling. And there's an interesting play back and forward between the general, God is calling, and the particulars. In the particulars, story of Ruth. How many things happened through Ruth's life to bring her to that moment where she said, "Your God is my God"? How many things? Famine in the land, journeying to Moab, marriage, the death of Elimelech and Mahlon and Chilion. And Bonnie, you got those dead on right, the pronunciation. Yes. Well, I was impressed. And they were Ephrathites, and you got that one too. So, all of these things happen, and they're confronted with, what do we do now? And Naomi is heading back into Israel because the famine is broken, and Orpah and Ruth are going with her, and then Naomi encourages them, "No, don't go with me. There may be nothing for you there. There may be nothing." Orpah heads back home. Back to her people and back to her gods. That's the sad phrase in the lesson. Back to her gods. And now Ruth, she is at that moment. She is at that moment where she's going one of two directions, but here's the thing. That moment had been planned by God. How long had it been planned by God? Paul opens this up for us. 1 Corinthians 2, he talks about the mystery of the wisdom of God hidden from before the ages. And that's a Greek phrase that really means from before time itself began. That's how long God had prepared, planned things out, arranged things. How had he done this? Through occurrences, through coincidences, through the nudges of the events of Ruth's life, through the random word that Ruth may have heard from Naomi or Elimelech and Mahlon and Chilion, through the random words about who the God of Israel was. And point by point, God lays out and carries out his plan. His plan is to bring Ruth into the kingdom of God. It's an amazing thing when you take the general. From before time began, God has been calling, and you bring it into the particular. And then you take a run through Scripture and ask, how many others? How many others have had this winding road in their lives where God was leading them through different paths to bring them to the point where he looks them in the soul and calls them into life. You could think of Naaman the Syrian. If one little girl from Israel had not been taken captive in one of the raids, if that little girl had not been assigned as a servant girl in Naaman's household, then it would not have happened that Naaman, on that day when he was wondering, what do I do about the leprosy, would not have been there to say, oh, there's a prophet in Israel, go and see him. And Naaman would not have gone to the prophet Elisha, would not have washed seven times in the Jordan River, would not have gone back to the prophet, would not have said to the prophet, there is no other God than the God of Israel. And so come into the kingdom of God. Or think about Rebekah. Rebekah, who became the wife of Isaac. What happened there? She was the one that day that had to go out to get water from the well. And she arrives at the well as Abraham's servant is riding up on a camel with other camels in tow and says to her, give me a drink. And she says to him, drink and I'll water your camels too. And he said to himself sometime before that, Lord, help me to find the girl that's right for Isaac. When I ask for a drink at the well, let her say, and I'll water your camels too. And God nudges. And God calls. And God brings through these coincidences and happenstances and things that we have no idea how they're all related, he brings into the kingdom of God. I have this image in my mind that I call heaven's library. And the image goes like this. When you get to heaven and you're invited to go and look at heaven's library, you see stack after stack of books. And on each book, there's a name written. And you say, oh, that's interesting. Where's mine? And they tell you where to find it, and you find it, and you start reading through the events of your life. And you realize, what? I didn't think that was important. But there it is written out. And written out what God was doing in your soul through that. And you come to another thing, and it says, at this point, cross-reference to such and such volume on such and such stack, such and such page. And you go and you look there, and you pull it down, and it's somebody else's life, and you find out that you said words that you didn't think mattered at all. But you look in that other volume and it says, and God used these words from so-and-so, cross-reference, back to your book and the page number, used these words to bring this truth home so that in the months to follow, so-and-so would come to an understanding of faith. You see, actually, God is the master of weaving these things together so that the events and the little nudges and the coincidences of life that we don't think are all that important, so many of them are planned by him. And you follow out the thread and you ask, where is the thread going? Well, the thread is going to tie into the one thing that is in the center of all of these events. That thread is going to tie into the life of Jesus and his work in bringing salvation, his cross and his empty tomb. It all ties back in there. So that you have another illustration in the New Testament, in the gospel lesson. Here's Nathanael, who one day, Philip comes along and says, We found the one. Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth. Okay, and Nazareth was Nazareth? Nazareth? Can anything good come out of Nazareth? He goes to see, and Jesus hails him with, "Behold, an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." How do you know me? Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. And we're left going, what? We don't know what happened under the fig tree. Important. That's individual. That's very personal. That part is between Nathanael and Jesus. And that is how Jesus calls us into his kingdom. Individually, very personally, and how he grows his kingdom is one soul at a time. But there it is. And Nathanael finds that he has been known by God. Well, how long has he been known by God? Before time began. And that God has been arranging things for thousands of years, little nudge here, little nudge there, to bring Nathanael to the point where he would be face to face with Jesus and saying, how do you know me? And, well, I saw you under the fig tree. And Nathanael responds, Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel. What happened under the fig tree? Regardless, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel, and Jesus says, you believe because I said I saw you under the fig tree? You'll see greater things than this. You'll see heaven open. You'll see angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Which, by the way, that is an ancient times picture, servants ascending and descending. The king on his throne sitting at the top of the stairs. And the servants of the king go up and they ask, my lord, what will you have me do? And he gives them an assignment and they head back down to carry it out. And so it's a picture of Jesus on the throne ruling over heaven and earth. And the angels go and ask, lord, what would you have us do? And Jesus gives the assignment and they go out to do it. And it may be protecting a Christian. It may be arranging some of these little nudges in our lives. But Jesus is the master at calling in these amazing ways. Time to pause and speculate about under that fig tree. Now, people have been speculating about this for 2,000 years, so I can share some of it. It looks like what happened under the fig tree was something where Nathanael was being very honest in his soul before God. And sometimes that is difficult living in this world when so many in the world want you to go along with things that are not true. And you struggle with issues of truth. And Nathanael, going and talking with God, bearing his soul, dealing with matters of truth, and having some sense of God's word and God's will. And when Jesus says, I saw you under the fig tree, immediately in Nathanael's mind, it goes straight to, this is a person who knows inside my soul. So, the whole thing comes back, and it comes back to Jesus and his cross and his empty tomb, and God calls us. God always calls us to that spot. It is always the encounter with Jesus. It is always that face to face, where we know that we are known by God. And to know God in Jesus is to know His grace, His mercy, His forgiveness, His love, the promise of eternal life, the promise of heaven, a heavenly Father who loves and cares for us. And now back to Ruth. Through the ups and downs of her life, she had learned that this God of Israel, no matter what happened, He was there. No matter what happened, He is the Lord. No matter what happened, He was calling her. And out of everything that happened in life, Ruth understood this now is the most important. Whether it's prosperity or famine that I find in Israel, I cannot turn away from this God. He knows me. He loves me. And then we realize that this business of God is calling, it doesn't end with us. We are not the end of the line. We are not the dead end on God is calling, because as He calls us to know Him, He also sends so that He can call through us. And then we share the message. We share the news of salvation. We share the joy of being Christians and belonging to Jesus Christ and knowing where we are headed and knowing that eternity and knowing the glory that is awaiting and knowing that we belong to Him. And realizing that there are others all around us who may not have heard, who may not understand, who may not have known that calling from God. He's calling to them. It's what God does. God is calling. And He calls to us and then through us, but always calling in the name of Jesus. So we celebrate a Lutheran Women's Missionary League that has spent, 74 years now, calling with the message of God is calling. In Jesus' name.